only feel good. So when you think about your source energy or who you are, it's always a really good feeling state of being. And so when you're focusing upon coming into alignment with that feeling, now the thoughts just have to line right up.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes, indeed. That's Can you set her free? He's going to let you let her loose. She's trapped behind the microphone.
We have about 4 more minutes.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm interested in witnessing. And
meaning?
Meaning being in a place where I can always allow. Meaning not getting caught up in going upstream and getting the stories. And when I listen to you, you talk about, you know, I have to be right. And I just get into these stories and they kind of, I don't seem to be able to get back. I'm able to watch myself. I'm able now to say, I'm doing it, but I don't give it up.
So you're saying you're aware that you're pointed upstream, but you're so caught up in whatever the story is that you can't let go of it?
Yeah, I have to be right. I have to. And
well, when you croak, you'll stop that. In other words, and we say that to you with all seriousness and all lovingness at the same time, because we're wanting you, when you say, I want to be in the state of allowing all of the time, then we would say to anyone, then you pretty much have to croak. If it is your determination to always be in that total state of allowing, because, and the reason we say that to you is because it's not wrong for you to be in your physical form and to be evaluating your life experience. We so much want you to, rather than having a quest to always being in a state of allowing, we would much rather your quest be, I want to be sensitive to how I feel, and I want to be good enough at knowing how I feel and good enough at finding better feeling thoughts that I'm mostly pointed downstream. But we don't want you to be afraid of getting out there and mixing it up with conditions and circumstances for fear that you might get pointed upstream over something. Sometimes people will say, well, I've been reading the books and I've been doing the processes and my life is getting so much better and I'm in a place where I'm feeling mostly positive emotion. And then they'll say, but those people at work are so negative, or that when I go to home for the holidays, I just get so sucked into all of that drama. And we say, we don't want you to feel fearful of the world at large. We want you to get so good at finding your balance that you're not worried about where you stand. We want you to be so comfortable and so confident that whatever comes your way, you'll be able to move with it and just feel the rhythm
also.
Of it. And so, but what you said was, I always want to be in the state of allowing. And we say, you can't always be in the state of allowing as long as you're in this physical body, because if you are reaching for the expansion which you are eternally reaching for, there is always going to be something that has the potential of pointing you upstream for a little bit. And we don't want you to fear being upstream. We want you to say, I am where I am, and what I'm feeling is valid, and I could be doing better with this thought, but there's nothing wrong with having an upstream thought. And from that vibrational state of being, you're much more likely to find a downstream thought than if you say, oh, I told myself I'm always going to think upstream, and why am I doing downstream, and what am I doing thinking upstream? What's wrong with me? Why am I not doing better? We want you to soften your intention to say, I want to be pointed downstream most of the time, but there's nothing wrong with upstream.
What I want is when I'm at work.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
That's big, isn't it? Because if you are determined to always point downstream, then you must live a very limited life. You can only think about those things you've already worked out. And when new people come into your experience, you want to check them out really closely before you spend any amount of time with them. And never go out in public, because God knows what's out there. But when you know that you know what to do, now you're all right everywhere you go.
Well, I guess I don't know that.
We know you don't know. That's why we're telling you.